McCartney, Michael Jackson together. News is next here on NOBA.
Where's everyone gone?
Probably down to Penny's summer sale. It's on right now in all Penny's stores.
Penny's summer sale. It's the hottest sale this summer.
What's that terrible noise?
It's my exhaust.
But you only had it fixed 6 months ago.
You should have gone to FastFit. FastFit give a full year's guarantee on all exhaust parts fitted. Yes, FastFit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement on all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on Monroe Radiomatic shock absorbers. FastFit give a guarantee. FastFit at Shaw Street, opposite Matt Talbot Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping centre, and Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be FastFit exhausts.
Suntanned instantly at the Turbo Sun Centre. Peter Mark Hair and Beauty, Grafton Street.
Lawrence's Jewelers, Henry Street and Ibex Centre, where diamonds are forever.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Howard Hughes. Good morning. Special buses manned by army personnel will be provided this morning for commuters in the northwest of Dublin hit by the strike at the Phibsborough bus depot. Three routes will be covered, one from Finglas, one from Malhuddet and one from Cabra. The services are free and will be available from 7 to 9.30 this morning and from 4.30 until 7 this evening. The decision to bring in the army comes as trouble mounts for CIE. The union row over next Monday's planned introduction of the Dublin Rapid Rail service looks like moving into a new phase. Train drivers' leaders have warned of strike action if the plan is put into effect. So far this morning in Dublin, traffic is flowing freely, we're told. In Britain, the Prime Minister, Mrs. Thatcher, will chair a key cabinet meeting this morning to decide what to do about the dock strike. Mrs. Thatcher has already made it clear that she will take emergency powers if the strike continues. Last night, the British industrial peacemakers, ACAS, called on both sides to join in talks on ways of resolving the dispute. Meanwhile, dockers at Britain's biggest port, Dover, meet this morning to consider joining the stoppage. 250 workers at a brewery in Liverpool say they want assurances their jobs are safe. Union leaders at Guinness Exports want a meeting with management amid rumours that the company is to shut its two plants in the city. Now, union men say they want a confirmation or denial of this. They say that Guinness has already got a quote for the cost of transferring machinery from their factories. Management will meet union officials later today, but the unions have warned that any closure moves will be resisted. A High Court judge will rule later today on whether the government's ban on trade unions at the GCHQ spy centre in Cheltenham is unlawful. Ministers say the presence of unions at the centre is a threat to national security. The unions believe they're being denied a basic right. The United Nations International Labour Organization has already ruled that the ban violates the right of freedom to associate. British parents who say their children have been disabled by the American morning sickness drug Devendox may receive compensation. The company which made the drug is paying £92 million to settle outstanding claims in the United States. 700 American parents have already filed claims. Garda investigations into the missing £80,000 ransom for the missing racehorse Shergar have received a new boost. Inquiries have been restarted after the finding in Clare of a missing car and a number plate. The mystery of the missing ransom first came to light last September when a top-level Garda inquiry into the missing cash was brought to light. The British High Commissioner in Lagos, Nigeria, is due back in London shortly. Hamilton White has been withdrawn at the insistence of the Nigerians. The move follows the row over the kidnapping in London of one of the country's former ministers, Umaru Dicko. Finally, the American political circus gets into full swing later today when the Democratic Party convention opens in San Francisco. The convention opens with the party divided over the re-emergence of Jimmy Carter's former budget director, Bert Lance. A decision to replace the party's chairman, Charles Bonnat, by Mr. Lance has been reversed. Mr. Bonnat has reportedly agreed to continue in office as chairman. The wrangle may help Gary Hart to make a last-minute nomination challenge. And that's the NOBA News at 3 minutes past eight.
Thank you, Harv.
Look at the weather for the day. Dry with sunny spells at first, becoming rather close with some rain. Maximum temperatures 18 degrees Celsius. Winds north-northwesterly, force 3 or less on Dublin Bay. Across the water in northwest England, Scotland, the Isle of Man and Wales. Mainly dry with sunny spells, becoming cloudy and misty later. Temperatures 19 centigrade. Winds light to moderate, northwesterly.
Can't you wake up and get out of your bed? It's a great morning, so shake that sleepy head. Shovel down your cornflakes, have your toast and tea. And don't forget that Norbert is the only place to be.
Breakfast in style, have a smile.
On the Tony Allen Breakfast Show.
And stick around, because we've got some great music for you. In this hour, amongst others, Prince, Masquerade, Human League, and we start with Laura Branigan. Control. It's 8 minutes past eight. An update on the traffic in Dublin. Everything is running smoothly except for the traffic lights at Doyle's Corner in Finsborough. They're out of order. Tell me something new and build-ups can be expected there. English traffic on the M6. Junctions 22 and 25 in Manchester. There's a contraflow going on. Junctions 41 and 44 in Cumbria. There are lane closures there. And there are also contraflow at sections 32 and 33 over in Lancashire. That's all on the M6. Nova on a Monday morning. How are you? I knew I'd do it. Here's Diffident Tilbrook. Love's crashing waves.
Money's just gossip.
Radio Nova, playing Oliver Morecambe, now.
12 minutes past 8.
Me in a state of shock. Look at me.
Jackson's Mick Jagger, state of shock, and I'm hardly surprised after that. 15 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock.
Budget travel for your summer holidays.
1984 is the year budget travel holidays break all records for value, variety, enjoyment, and budget prices. Compare budget travel's prices for Greece and the islands. Budget travel's prices for the south of France, Nice and Cannes. Budget travel's prices for the Canaries, Ibiza, Mallorca, and the Costa del Sol. Mostly day flights. Budget travel. Make your dreams come true.
Budget travel for you.
scratched or dented your car recently, IPW, they just love you for it because they love straightening out and fixing dents in cars. They have all the latest equipment. They can fill them, spray them, and make them look just like new, like the day you picked it up from the showroom. They can fix the most unbelievable damage. They can straighten out anything. They'd even straighten out your wife if you asked them. And don't forget, IPW offer unique instant finance for all those repairs. Contact IPW and Rathmines now. And remember, estimates are free. IPW, phone 977-998. Go and scratch your car and make IPW happy.
Duffy's Fabrics, the curtain fabric specialists. North Elm Street and ILAC Center.
Kick out the blues. What? We got some news. What? A pretty cool wind around this town when I see you in your t-shirt. Well, my heart's on fire. And it's your Radio Nova t-shirt. That's my heart's desire.
And now there are two Radio Nova t-shirts available, both on a white background. The first has the Nova emblem emblazoned all across the front. That's for all the yobbers amongst you. And the other has a petite Nova logo on the chest.
That's for the sophisticates like myself.
They come in medium and large and cost a paltry £5, which includes VAT and postage. They're available now from P.O. Box 1433 Dublin 2. And don't forget, tell us the design and size you require, won't you?
So if you're classy, you'll have to get one. I'll see you later in your t-shirt. From N-O-V-A, 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 N-O-V-A.
And if you live outside the Bay Area, don't forget our address, Radio Nova, South Bank House, London SE1. If you want one of those tasty T-shirts, you look wonderful for the summer. It's 18 minutes past 8 o'clock. Don't forget, at 8:30, we're playing bingo. And this morning, you could win carpets for your hall, stairs and landing worth £150 plus, courtesy of Bargain Town at Queen Street Bridge. Radio Nova playing favorites with Masquerade.
I'm feeling falling apart. just can't stop and simply let it be.
I could get very enthused about that. That's Masquerade. It's 22 minutes past. What's all this?
Good morning, me Tony.
Good morning, Hamish.
Tell me, what do you get if you cross C-I-E with a brain?
I don't know. What do you get if you cross C-I-E with a brain?
A train of thought.
Good morning, Hamish. As I was saying, it's 22 and a half minutes past eight. I don't know where he gets it. I really don't know. Terrible. Nova playing favorites. This is Alison Moyet.
I'm
Earth on Nova and Love Resurrection. It's 8:26 on a Monday morning. How are you? This is Martha and the Vandellas. Don't forget we're playing bingo soon. Oh! Vandellas from years and years ago and dancing in the streets, 29 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Total service from All Weather Truck and Autoglass Replacements. All Weather with a mobile 7-day 24-hour windscreen replacement service. All Weather with convenient locations. City Centre, 33 Bolton Street, South City, Grand Canal Quay. All Weather with practical opening hours. Both branches open Monday to Saturday, 8:30 to 5:30, including through lunch hour. Grand Canal Quay branch open all day Sunday. All Weather, autoglass for trucks and cars. Windscreen, door, vent glass, heated rear screens, and the fabulous range of all-weather sunroofs. All part of the great deal from All Weather.
Right now, you're all interested in jogging for many different reasons. Some of you have done a lot, others...
Announcing the Radio Nova Puma 10K84 in aid of the Irish Cancer Society. Sunday, the 23rd of September.
It's an aerobic exercise, which means it gets more air into the lungs, more oxygen in the bloodstream, which benefits the whole body.
It's time to get training, get into shape, get moving for what promises to be the most enjoyable road race of 84.
The fitter you are, the fewer heartbeats you need to get that oxygen into the system, so the lower your pulse rate.
Last year, over 5,000 men and women of all ages and all levels of fitness took part in the Radio Nova Puma 10K. So whether you want a pre-marathon test or just a fun run, the Radio Nova Puma 10K is the ideal distance. So start getting ready now for Sunday, September 23rd.
Suntan instantly at the Turbo Sun Center. Peter Mark, Hair and Beauty, Grafton Street.
It's just gone 8:30 on Radio Nova. We've got hard news in the newsroom.
We certainly have. It's a dull and breezy day on Dublin Bay. The area high today will be around about 18 degrees centigrade. The headlines. The army's brought in the northwest Dublin bus strike. So far, traffic is moving freely in the city. In Britain, Mrs. Thatcher decides what to do next in the dock strike. Workers at two Guinness breweries in Liverpool demand answers. A new twist to the riddle of the missing Shergar ransom. And there's good news for traders in Northern Ireland, courtesy of shoppers from the south. Now a quick look at what's been making headlines in the newspapers this morning. Well, the Irish press darkens the mystery over the missing racehorse Shergar. It seems that Garda inquiries into the disappearance of the £80,000 ransom for the Loch Ness horse have been given a fresh boost by the finding of a missing car and a number plate. In the same paper, we find out that tomorrow's a big day for 6-year-old Niamh Ryan from Furness. Now, Niamh will have a vital cancer operation in New York tomorrow as surgeons make a last-ditch bid to save her arm. She flew out from Shannon on Saturday, and we wish her all the best. According to the Irish Independent, the best-selling author Gordon Thomas is in big trouble. Apparently, he's been getting death threats over his new book. Amongst other things, the book claims a CIA British plot to get Ireland out of NATO, CIA penetration of the Vatican, and secret CIA briefings of Pope John Paul.
You didn't say CIA briefings there, did you?
I certainly didn't.
Oh, I just wanted.
I mean, it's my accent, you know. The way I pronounce my A's. According to the Daily Star in Britain, a series of accidents, bizarre ones at that, has left Sussex bus driver Alan Foster, his wife Julia, and their 21-month-old son with their right legs in plaster. Who said the fickle finger of fate isn't at work? Same paper also reports that a scheme to drain the EEC's wine lake has come under attack.
Well, I'll give him a hand with that.
Not half. Italy, apparently, where wine drinking has fallen by a third over the last year, is calling on EEC ministers to solve this massive problem by asking people to drink more. I'll raise a glass to that or two. Well, of course, they can't have it all their own way. Euro MP Barbara Castle says the plan is an inducement to alcoholism and as such should be rejected. Finally, the world, it seems, is full of intelligent pets, keen to show off their tricks, and somewhat less intelligent journalists eager to report what they're doing. Again, in the same paper, The Star, we hear that Charlie, a tabby cat from Netherton on Merseyside, fills his free time by listening to the telephone dialing tone in England. But apparently for Charlie, it hasn't all been plain sailing. British Telecom has just replaced the dialing tone, which used to be a gentle purr. The new tone isn't to his liking, but fortunately, BT have done the decent thing and provided him with a cassette of the old tone, so everybody's happy. What have we come to, Tony?
Where did you get that dreadful pun from about purring?
Well, you know, being from Liverpool, we're very quick on the uptake.
That was dreadful. Go away, Howie. You're awful. I'll see you later.
I'll go and comb me here.
All right, it's 8:34 nearly.
And now, once again, it's time to join in and play Nova Bingo Bonanza.
Yes, it's that time again when you get your granny off the fireplace. And you look at your 16 little boxes and you say, oh, I thought to win that, yes. This morning's prize is courtesy of Bargain Town at Queen Street Bridge. Carpet for your hall, stairs and landing to the value of £150 plus. And the number for now, 8:30, is A7. That's A7. All right? Right. Prince is next.
Would you like some porridge? How'd you like your eggs? You can ask without any reply. But tune in Tony Allen, that's a different matter. You'll hear them sigh.
He's tasty, tasty, very, very tasty. He's very tasty.